Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. I saw her in person last night. She made me go all the way to downtown LA. Miss Sarah Ferrasia.
David Yontif, how did we go? I haven't seen you since we went out to Jack's Taylor's. How did we not take a photo together?
I thought about that this morning.
Ugh. You guys, all I can say as a teaser is stay tuned because we're going to be teaming up to, if you've ever thought about launching a podcast, if you have an existing podcast, you want to grow it. We had Podcast Movement is in town and we had some incredible meetings yesterday. And we just had a ball and we were chit-chatting so much. We forgot to even take a photo. So stay tuned.
I thought about that. I was like, oh my God, no photo.
No fun. So I rushed home from that. I was so exhausted. We had boneless chicken wings. They were lovely. Good. And nachos. And we devoured our chicken nachos and our French fries. We stuffed our faces and we were meeting after meeting after chat.
For and everyone then, that thinks I don't eat, you saw it firsthand, girl.
Yeah, but you still look good. The Ozempic still looks like it is kind of working for you because
it's working again. It's working again. We have a little resurgence on the Ozempic.
I don't think you should get any skinnier. The way you looked last night, you look healthy. You looked normal. Like you ate normal. You look great. You know, I mean, you didn't look, I don't know, skeleton like, no, because there were times where you were like, oh, your face was like sunken in. Mm-mm.
Fine. I'll keep living my life. But I did see you in person. You know, then I got a haircut. You know, my haircutter cuts both Gage and Jeff Lewis's hair. I go to Gino, who's like the number one under Chaz Dean, but he doesn't cut their hair at the same time. And he was heading out from the, he's like, you're my last customer today in studio. I'm like, where are you going? He's like, I'm going to cut your friend Jeff Lewis's hair. So Jeff is such a diva. He can't even go in. He has the hair cutter come to him. And by the way, Gino spills no secret. So before Jeff, now this gets out and then Jeff calls Gino and is like, why are you fucking talking to this kid about me? Gino spills no secrets. He just knows what I do for a living. And he's like, I'm going to see Jeff. I'm like, oh, I'm sure I'm his favorite person these days.
You should send your regards to Jeff and you need
always
to be the Jeff Lewis Radio Sirius XM channel.
I'm available. You know when who is, also needs to be on Jeff Lewis?
When? Who?
James, because he is picking out Allie's clothes at the beginning of this episode of Vanderpump Rules.
Vanderpump Rules.
Cute or creepy?
Season 11, episode 9. Here's our full review. I loved it. I have never liked, okay, Brock and Alley Cat are my two favorites. Hands down. Last night's episode, I was back on board. So juicy.
What a good episode.
This week, I say this franchise survives. And in fact, my husband and I are so addicted to watching this show. We rewind so we can get every tidbit of detail. It was so good. Alley Cat is my favorite. I don't like to shop either. This sounds very Jeff Lewis, but I actually hire a personal shopper because I do not want to shop.
Excuse me, Diva. Diva alert.
Diva alert. I would say 4 times a year. I only shop for clothes 4 times a year. Braxton is my personal shopper. We meet up. We shop for 4 hours at like discount place, Zara, Nordy's, Bloomie's sales. All these things, we probably buy, I don't even, $1,000, $2,000 in clothes. And then he comes to my house. He puts together all the outfits, jewelry, shoes, everything, takes a photo. And then so I can just scroll through and look at my outfits because I hate to shop. I am with Alley Cat. I thought that was great. Is it a little creepy? Now, it's
You're
weird.
Like a dude. You're like a dude. I have a shopping addiction. And really? I put together my, I could shop.
Wow.
And often do shop every day and just it's an addiction, they call it. But you're like a dude.
I'm a dude. It's actually embarrassing. I need to buy new handbags. I buy so few handbags. I know you're at Louis Vuitton. If I were making Miss Yontif's salary, I don't even think I would go to Louis Vuitton that much.
You shouldn't.
I don't even like to go that much.
I don't recommend it. Just stay away, everybody. It's a slippery slope. So it's a little creepy about James, but Alley Cat loves it. I agree with you. This was a great episode. Love Alley Cat. And we'll get into it in a few minutes. This Brock, don't count out the tall, gentle giant types. This Brock is a shadester. He's a shadester. Not really, but he's a shadester.
I love him. I love him. Okay, where do you want to begin with this episode? We start out this episode. I'm thinking they're not making these edits look very good for our girl Ariana.
No.
But we find out pretty quickly in the episode that Schwartzy has had his attorneys draw up a letter.
Sandoval.
Thank you. Sandoval has given Ariana an offer to pay her current market value for her half of the house.
He says the entire amount. Now, I need to know what that means because it's like that's a very vague term. I mean, you're not offering to buy her out of the whole amount of the house. Yeah? I don't understand. Like if they bought it together, wouldn't you just, I know I'm lost in the weeds again, guys, but wouldn't you just owe half? Like if it was $3 million, like if it was $2 million and you each owed, bought $1 million in, you would have to now assess it for fair market value. So like say it's worth $3 million, then wouldn't you need to give her 1.5 and not the full amount? If you paid half, I don't know. I just think it's when he says entire amount, I'm not sure that that's accurately edited because like what is the entire amount to me means like entire, I don't know. But yes, he does want her out of the house. And I agree with Lala's statements that like this is weird at this point. You're that miserable. Take the money and run. Again, I said this weeks ago. In business, you just sometimes lose a few dollars. You don't lose a gazillion dollars, but at this point, you could have already invested the money. Now, we do know she just bought a new house. I get it. But you could have done that a lot long ago. And I'm not even so... This does not mean we sold the old house, people. She just bought a new house. So, yeah, sorry you're going to take $200,000 less. I mean, I've done business dealings where I've taken a little less just to get out of a situation and move on with life. It's called being an adult.
Well, I think she has a whole different version that played out in the press. Didn't she come out and I think she explained more about what that offer was and it was actually far below market value,
she
I think.
Anyhow,
we learned that, right? And then the show is finally We're moving on from Sandoval and Ariana and Raquel when Lala and Schwartzy go to Creations and have acai bowls and, you know, whatever, or ginger shots. And he confesses that he made out with Sheena when he was like dating Katie one time in Vegas. And this is shocking news to Lala Kent. And that shocking kicks off news. A great episode.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
If you guys are anything like me, you are busy, you're working, you're having a great social life, you're on the go, and you just don't have the time or patience for meal prep or grocery shopping. Am I right? That's why I love Home Chef. Home Chef is a meal delivery kit, but they're so different than all the others. Home Chef is the best because it's chef-designed recipes. They're fresh ingredients. And like I said, they're delivered right to your doorstep. And there's such a variety. You can choose from recipes that are ready in less than 30 minutes, oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients, or quick microwave meals that assemble in minutes. Home Chef has everything you're looking for. Yesterday for lunch, I had miso glazed salmon with sesame cauliflower. The day before, I had jalapeno beef sliders with potatoes. And tonight, I'm gonna have lemon shrimp Alfredo. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life. And of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/velvetrope. That's homechef.com/velvetrope for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. homechef.com/velvetrope. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert. Kicks off a great episode. Before that, we do see Ariana trying to poach Anne, but really Anne's offering herself up for the job, which is lovely. And, Schwartzy, she does reveal that she would break Schwartzy's dick if she were to go there with him. You know, they joke about this is a date and she's like, I'd break your dick. And he does, you know, admit that. And I mean, last week on Patreon, I compared Schwartz to Joe Bonino, the Sages. Do you know my friend, the Sage? Yeah. The Sage. I compared Schwartzy to Joe Bonino on the Patreon saying that we have two small dicks. And I asked the audience who has a smaller dick between Joe Bonino, the Sarge's husband, and Schwartz.
What they say?
It's a tough call, believe it or not. A lot of people said Schwartz and a lot of people said Bonino, you know?
Are you meaning in literal size? Or are you meaning that they both seem just as like women just wear the pants in every relationship they have?
All of the above. Two small dicks, women wearing the pants. I mean it in every way imaginable. Small dick. That's Schwartzy. It's got to be small, girl. You know, but sometimes the women tell me that size doesn't matter. I don't know. That's what I hear. A whole nother story. Excuse me. Yeah.
It doesn't. Size, like, okay, there's just two extremes, right? There is micro penises. And I haven't been with a micro. I've had a guy that had a micro. Never. I look like a small dick.
Well, okay. No, I mean, like, well, your numbers, well, you're sorry, excuse me. I see you put the sunglasses on for everyone watching on YouTube. She puts those on because I guess it's a racy conversation. People are still going to know it's you, dear. What was I going to say? No, I mean, I think my numbers are probably, you know, hundreds times what yours are. So just the process of elimination, if you've been around the world and then some, you see a few micros, but go on. Somehow I do digress.
I mean, do you mind a micro? I mean, I've been with some small penises and I've been with some very large ones. And, you know, the large ones are great at first. And then it's like, it's a lot of schween. I mean, it's a lot.
Once was with this guy who was so fucking hot, like gorgeous. And he had a micro. And it's like, you know what? God giveth and God taketh away. FYI. Just FYI, this is what happens, guys, when I'm exhausted. So God giveth and God take it away. Do you believe this kiss between Schwartzy and Sheena?
Yeah, I believe don't this. You? I mean, I don't know. You know this show better than I do.
I don't know. I don't know. How could this, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure. How could this not have come out? I mean, that's the thing. How could this not have come out all these years? As you said when we started season 11, how could this have not come out? They were there since day one.
Because they all drink and use so many drugs that, I mean, aren't some things hazy? Aren't some things like hazy? And here's the thing. Do I think this was a passionate, intentional makeout the way that Tom Schwartz described it? No. Do I think that this was like Sheena said, oh, sure, he pulled me over to the corner and he kind of kissed me and I reject or what, you know, kind of rejected his advances because I was there for whatever cheerleading competition for my sister. I think that was probably more it. So it was never classified as a kiss, really. But I think when the producers were sitting them all down going, all right, so what else have we got? And Tom Schwartz probably said, well, there's one time, you know, Sheena and I almost kissed and they were like, perfect. We'll take that. It's going to be a passionate makeout. We'll go from there. That's what I think.
Listen, Lala, she's been at this long enough. She knows what she's doing. I love how she's just like, what? Like she's, you know, they all know how to produce the show from within. So I love how she was like, oh, no, this is actually something. And I do believe that Schwartz is that clueless that he's like, oh, wait, this is becoming a storyline right before my very eyes. Oh, wait, hold on. Hats out of the bag, Schwartzy. He kissed her. Okay, well, listen, for the sake of this argument in this episode, I will go with the fact that it's real. I'm not so sure. Could be made up. I think it's probably made up. But apparently they kissed, and Lala is, listen, Andy Cohn said, all you stay tuned. He's like, Lala is the voice of reason this season. I mean, she is the voice of reason on this episode. She's just like, what? What? So then, yes, so that happens. What else? We have this party where the, you know, have you ever been to Ziggy? I pass by Ziggy all the time. It's here, like in my backyard in Hollywood. We won't reveal where you live. You don't like that. But it's close to where I live, darling. So we'll go to the Zigster. We'll take some pictures for the kids. So James gets a job. He's DJing. Did you see James got with the big dogs a few weeks, 2 weeks ago? He was with Pauly D opening up. And Mr. Kennedy posted, I'm with a legend. Listen, James does okay each night. Pauly does 10 times better. You know what I'm saying? But our boy was out with Pauly D. He got a gig. But here he was at the Ziggy Hotel and spinning the tunes. What'd you think about his DJ skills over there?
You know, I think I'd have to see him in person to see how it really flows. But I mean, it looked fine. Everybody was having a good time. You know, I never like a girl group of bullies. And I'm a fan of Joe, even though I get messages. Joe is a weirdo. People slide into my DMs to tell me I'm on an island and I'm the only person that likes Joe. I think Joe is weird. She has ADD. I think you can tell that, but she came to this DJ party. Now, I would say too, James did not seem thrilled to see Schwartz. Schwartz went over, was like, hey man, leans in, and Kennedy's sort of like, hey, you know, how are you? So maybe things still a little tense between them. Allie is out there on the dance floor. I mean, she's trying to get the crowds going. What a great girlfriend.
Very pretty girl.
Beautiful.
And by the way, you do not approach the DJ booth and interrupt Mr. Kennedy at work, Sarah. You should know.
Okay, well, whatever. I never care. I go up to these celebrities all the time. As you know, I was very triggered because I saw Ken on last night's episode. And, you know, of course, Ken at BravoCon would not take a photo with me.
Been out with you. You go up to them all, girl. Chasing, who is it? LeVar Burton out of Craig's or something. I'm like, who the fuck is she chasing her? Then we sit down next to someone. She's like, this is someone famous. I'm like, it's not. Turns out somebody.
HBO Hacks.
Oh, God.
He's the guy in HBO Hacks. Anyhow.
I don't know that person. Go on.
Great show. No, I thought that was a scene that I hope we get some resolution because Joe ends up leaving crying. And I thought Sheena was a bitch. I thought they were a bitch to her. Sheena was saying, don't wear a hat. You don't need to wear the Tom Tom hat. You're like doing too much. And their hatred for Joe is that Joe and Schwartzy apparently went to a Big Bear weekend with Raquel and Tom Sandoval. And so Joe was aware. Now, I can understand the women not liking that. You know, that's not very good girl code. But was Joe ever really any of their friends, or was she always Schwartz's friends? Because I don't know, that would be like you having an affair and my husband and I going because we've known you and been friends with you for a long time and you're with your other guy. What am I going to do? Go, oh, I'm sorry, sir. Your friend group. I want to be loyal to your friend group. So I'm going to leave. I mean, she's not their friends, right? Or am I missing something?
You are missing nothing. Look, I don't particularly like her. By the way, a lot of people slip into my DMs and say, I'm with Sarah. Joe's cool. So they're always looking for a fight on the opposite side. Look, I don't like to see anyone cry. I really don't. So that bothered me. The poor thing cried, you know, and I think it was legitimate. I don't think she was acting for the cameras. So she's slowly growing on me. She just doesn't fit into this show. That's all. Like her.
I know she's a little bit, she is quirky. I think she fits in great, not as a main friend, but as a, I love that in the confessional, she wears no makeup. She just sits cross-legged. I think it's so refreshing because they all look the same now. You know, they all have the slicked back hair. They all have the long pointy nails. The makeup is all done. They all look the same. It's refreshing to see Joe and Allie look different, act different, not really care what they look like. Like, great. Let's represent.
Allie seems pretty similar to the rest of them to me. What do Lala, Kent, and Bubbly Sparkling Water have in common? They're both growing their families. That's right. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, the sparkling water that brings such a smile to your face, the sparkling water that I drank for all these countless hours of Housewives that I watch, now is introducing Bubbly Burst. Of course, as always, there's zero added sugar. It's low calorie. It's a sparkling water beverage with extra fruit flavor. What could be better? Bubbly Burst. It's bursting with fruit flavor. And just like choosing your favorite housewife or franchise, choosing a favorite flavor is so hard. They have peach mango, triple berry, cherry lemonade, watermelon lime, pineapple tangerine, and tropical punch. Oh my God, it tastes so good. But don't take my word for it. Find Bubbly Burst in a store near you.
Well, Allie seems like she's too nice yet to, you know, get in there and have any objections.
But she's
Lala's a strong personality. Katie Malone is a strong personality. I mean, that's strong. Are you going to jump right in and have objections?
We have someone else who has a strong personality this season. Miss Maddox. Oh, she ain't playing this season, girl.
And I'm with Lala. It's starting to get bitter. Now, I have flip-flopped throughout the season.
In tears. Okay, talk to me.
I have flip-flopped. I have understood Ariana's point of view much more. I have with Tom and Tom's narcissism, and I have more empathy for Ariana Maddox. Last night, I did not. Tom brought a new girlfriend there. Ariana made it a point to tell her, oh, why are you with this 41-year-old narcissist? Move on with your, like, don't waste your time with him. Don't. Like, what are you so big? I don't know. I just think that's
rolling
such a
her eyes.
Rolling her eyes, telling this woman how shitty Tom is.
Yes. What about when Tom came over? Did you stop breathing? I stopped breathing. Tom and Ariana speak for the first time. I could not. Now, obviously, a producer said, Tom, you're going to go speak to Ariana. I assume a producer said, Ariana, I'm sorry. He's coming. He's coming in. He's coming in. You want that? They want that extra $1,000? Guys, wire her an extra $2,000. She's poo-pooing. Yeah, she signed a contract. What are we going to do? Get in a lawsuit? Put the $2,500 in the bank now. Katie, you shut up. You're getting nothing. And then he comes in, but that was like, she didn't even look. Wow. What'd you think about him speaking to her, honey?
I thought that was a huge scene. I did. I thought that was a big scene. I too stopped for a second. And
what's that?
Yeah. I mean, right? It was the first kind of time we've seen them have any sort of communication together, which we knew was going to happen. And I think we see more scenes that are coming up. So yeah, I mean, overall for me, that wasn't the most significant thing. I guess I was kind of enamored the whole show with at least other storylines that were happening.
I
don't know. It wasn't as significant for me, I guess. But you,
I don't know. I stopped breathing. I stopped breathing in my tracks. I could not believe it when he spoke to her. Honestly, I really couldn't. She did say that to the other one. And I thought the other scene, this is the scene where I thought it was like, wow, next season is really going to be Katie and Ariana versus everyone. When Tom Schwartz came over and he and Katie was like, yeah, you kissed her. And then Ariana starts chiming in. And I also love how Lisa and Ken are there. And Lisa's like, Shayna. And Ken is like, no, not Shayna. There's my British accent for today. Ken's like, Shayna, really? And she's like, no, we would have known this. Oh, and we're having the sandwiches. Oh, we'll get into something about her in a few minutes, honey. But yeah, I thought that was funny. But and then Ariana's like, yeah, what's wrong? Oh, excuse. Like Ariana was just like in his face where she's like, oh, is this an excuse I hear? Oh, and he's just like, I'm sick of the two of you. It's going to be Ariana and Katie versus everybody next season. Everybody. Lala's going to be in with Sandoval. Sheena will come around. Get ready for a new season. What do you think?
And everyone's going to hate them. I just think everyone is going to hate them. Yeah, I think they need to, it's getting a little tiring about Schwartz. And of course, it gets more tiring because then we end up seeing that Katie spent the night with Tom's best friend and bar manager. And so she's completely caught off guard.
Behind the Velvet Rope podcast guest, Max Aboyance.
When was that?
Well, back in the day, Max was on that season where Stassi got fired and Kristen got fired. Max and Brett, the other newbie, got fired for a racially insensitive past. And here's a fun fact. We would always chat on Instagram, me and his mother. Which I understand a mother who is just worried for a child that is being canceled by the world. I mean, we're over that now. You never stay canceled forever, guys. Just remember that. Keep your heads up when life tries to cancel you. But, yeah,
post the next day.
You get canceled for an hour. You know
it
what I'm saying?
It used to be you took a break and you reflect.
No, forget
it,
that.
And then you came out with an apology. Don't bother. Forget. Just post. If you did something wrong, just own it that day and then post the next and move. Keep it absolutely moving because people will still be huge fans. As we see, look at Jax Taylor, look at Stassi. I mean, huge, huge podcasts and opportunities and Kristen Doty back on television.
Keep it moving and grooving. Matt Lauer in the Hamptons, red carpets rolled out when he walks into a place, moving and grooving. Yeah, we're horrible people. They did bad things, blah, blah, blah. Crucify me and Sarah tomorrow. I just don't have the energy now. Max Boyance broke his silence on the Behind the Velvet Rope podcast, talked all about the racially insensitive past. And we held his feet to the fire as much as we could. And then we moved on. So go listen to that.
Wait, what was Max, like, did he have like insensitive tweets or something? Was it like social media posts that came out and he was making racist jokes or something? What was
that? Yes. Now, I don't know the exact, because I mean, I don't remember what I did 3 hours ago. Okay. I don't remember. But yes, there were racially insensitive tweets. And I mean, I remember around what they said, but I really don't remember exactly what they said. And it was against, I believe, the Asian community, the Black community, maybe the gay community, but definitely Black and Asian communities. And yeah, we had him on the podcast. So there you go, everybody. Go listen to our chat with Max Boyance. The mother and I, his mother, we talk all the time on Instagram. She was a mother worried about her son. I can understand that.
Hopefully Max has changed. And, some people try to, they think they're funny and they're not, or maybe he really believes it. I don't know. Regardless.
He's a horny little fucker.
Spent the night with him.
He's a horny little fucker, right?
Guess so.
He gave it to Katie and she took it and she loved it. And he loved it. She's horny. He's horny. They did it. I mean, I don't know what else you want me to say.
This show is so incestuous. It's so incestuous. Katie and Schwartz, they are completely just sexual napalm for each other. I mean, they will not leave one another alone. It is so weird. I think that was so bizarre of Katie. I cannot even imagine. And Max, where's your loyalty to your bro?
Best friend, apparently.
Even if they're friends just hanging out, dude, leave the house. Why are you spending the night there?
And listen, I love how they keep saying Boyens, like they're bringing his last name into it. And I love how it's like they're listening. It's like, I see Andy's point. Lala's like, what? Like, okay, yeah, that is your best friend. You're doing it with his wife, Katie. Look, Tom Sandoval has a point. What is the double standard here with Katie Maloney? Then even Lala, she's like, Katie, I don't understand. So Lala is just seeing the light and she is just like, what is going on here? What am I, I don't know why you're shocked, Lala. Like, have you met Jax and Tom and Kristen and Stassi and the whole group? I mean, she's just like, this is classic Vanderpump One. This Sarah, this episode that you like so much, this is what you missed. Seasons 1 through 8. No, 1 through 7. This is the show times 10. Imagine Jax sleeping with Kristen while Kristen is dating Sandoval. And then Kristen lies about it. And then she finally admits it and gets slapped in the face by Stassi. And Lisa is just shocked. So this is what you missed. This is classic Vanderpump 101. Loved it. She slept with Max Boyens. His best friend. Listen, back in the day, Max, during COVID, when he was being canceled, he really was friends with them. He would always go over Schwartz's, Sandy's. He was the manager at Tom Tom. I believe he actually, I think I know, remember, I forgot the time, he lost his real job too, I think.
Well, they make him sound like in the episode that he still has a job. Or were they talking in past tense? I thought they said
past tense, baby. Past tense.
He was the manager. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm sure he's working somewhere. And that was great. And I love that the tables are turning. I love that we're moving on from Sandoval and Raquel. And we are speaking less and less about Raquel. Brock. Yeah. I thought it was great, but I do want to go back up because
sure.
Well, we see something about her, and I'm going to say, ooh, I think we are setting up. I think LVP is dropping some strategic lines. We are going to be ready for the bombshell reveal next year that it is never opening. That something about her was a flop and never opened, because Lisa Vanderpump is so interestingly saying, isn't it weird, darling? It's been a year. They've sunk so much money into it, and yet they haven't been able to open. They'd be making a fortune on these sandwiches if they could just open. And I thought, well, Lisa, you're the queen of West Hollywood. Lisa and Ken, I'm sure, know California. They know Los Angeles. They know all the players to get your permits passed. So, and I know that they're not a part of it. They're not business partners of something about her. But don't you think it's strange? I mean, we have another sandwich tasting that happens and the interior looks
the same
beautiful.
Thing. Same sandwiches, according to Lala and Lisa Vanderpump. Well, Ken is like the same thing. And Lisa's like, darling, this is a year later. It's not the same. Well, actually, Lisa Vanderpump, it's the fucking exact same, except for one piece of bread.
Ariana's like, and don't worry, the bread's going to be toasted every day.
Lisa's like, and listen, I will go back. You know where it is. It's between Ciccone's and the Abbey, two of my favorite places. That is fucking, forget about Jax's and Studio City, the other shit, and Schwartz and Sandy's and the strip mall. That's not cheap either, but this is, I don't care how small it is, between Ciccone's and the Abbey on that street. It's right near Sutton's store. That is so fucking expensive. This isn't like I bought an apartment and I'm closing on it in 2 years and I'm not paying. And you're paying every month while it sits there. It's like, that's crazy. Now, apparently, there was a podcast, I don't know what podcast, but apparently something about her, Ariana Katie's business, the partner who was creating the menu, I guess that woman in the show, she went on a podcast. I don't know which one, but she trademarked something about her. So the sandwich shop is closed before it even opens. It's done. Not opening. Not happening. The lady stole their idea. Well, not really, because Katie and Ariana didn't trademark their company name, which they should have. They got screwed over. So guess what? If this opens, there is no something about her. Let's call it Ariana's revenge. I don't know. That's what this woman, I guess, said on the podcast, or someone did
No,
research
wait,
on a
who is this
podcast.
woman? Is this woman the one that we see making the
I
sandwiches?
assume you think I'm gonna go listen to a podcast? I listen to this podcast, your podcast, Shannon Doherty's podcast, and that's about it. I appreciate everyone listening to this podcast. I'm such a wonderful, pleasant, I'm such a wonderful, happy, pleasant person here. God, am I getting as bitter in life as fucking Katie?
I listen to yours, Bill Maher's, Joe Rogan's, Juicy Scoop. Who
Oh
else?
God, that crazy lunatic. Am I getting as bitter in life as fucking Katie? Please
Sure.
tell me if I'm a troll like
A
that.
little bit, a
Oh
little bit.
God.
Yeah.
I apologize, you guys.
Because
Let's be
some of these other
happy.
podcasters have great, some of them have good scoops. Some of them have good interviews. I mean, I know what you're saying. I think the problem is lots of times with podcasting is.
They kiss ass. They kiss ass. Milk toast. Do you have any milk toast for breakfast?
Sounds so bad. But anyway, okay, so we think it's the woman we see
I think so,
making the
yeah.
sandwiches that has stolen the name. Wow. That would explain the delay because now I don't think it is opening. I think you're right. And you and I ought to go by and do an updated check. The deck was taken away. That was apparently a violation. It was so cute. And now somebody, I think the last time you and I even went, they had paper up in the walls, which usually indicates they've probably taken down all this, interior, which leads you to believe it was staged for the show, perhaps. Something about her is a cute name. I don't know. I'd cut the woman in if I were her. I'd be like, look, chick, you one-upped us, but we love the name. But I get to your point, there is no way at this point in her career that Ariana Madix is going to be there slinging sandwiches. They're
No.
just,
And I
but
mean, with
hey,
Sheena buying a house and Lala buying, we have Sheena buying a house. Lala bought a new house. I mean, Maloney's an OG. So I guess we got to give her, I mean, I don't know what the fuck Schwartz is doing, but Katie is doing well for herself too. I mean, she's not doing Ariana money, but she's doing okay too. I mean, forget it. It's over. You're not opening the fucking thing. Just admit it. Just admit it. You lost the business and you're not opening it. And I agree with you. We have paparazzi. It's a very heavily paparazzi neighborhood right near Craig's. And we boarded up the windows to avoid everyone seeing that it was staged and we took the whole fucking thing down.
look, I mean, I agree with LVP, and LVP certainly knows this. I do think it would have made quite a bit of money because they have huge supporters. You and I would have gone in, and when you and I went, it's right next to a fabulous AA meeting or an NA meeting. You would have
Yes,
gotten all that
I
traction.
believe it's AA.
The AAers would love a sandwich. I
It's
mean,
right near the Louis Vuitton store in West Hollywood, darling.
and you could do Tom Tom, you could do Sir, you could do something about her.
Chaconis, my
Abby,
favorite.
Jaconi's. I mean, I don't know. Do you think we could be wrong and that
Yes.
it is opening? Okay, well, there you go.
I said, Melissa Gogacita, Messy G, my girl, Messy G. I said that she was going to 100% be fired, and they didn't fire her. She's coming back, and she's back, and now we get to watch Teresa Melissa not speak for a whole season. That sounds like a lot of fun and like an interesting TV show to watch. So, can we be wrong, Sarah? I'm often wrong, but people like me anyway. I don't know why. They just find something to like about me, I guess. I don't understand it.
Wow. I mean, it is strange. It
yeah.
is getting to the point that it's strange that it hasn't opened. And this is prime time to be rolling out something about her merch, and nothing is happening yet. I think,
That's a
yeah.
they made like 250, they said, on the merch each. So that's where people get mad that they look, it's still an iconic piece of merch. They sold merch after all this.
Oh, something sold something about her merch.
Yeah. So people have got, they got up in arms, like, you're selling fake merch. Mind you, it's not fake. It's still iconic. And you know me. Oh, by the way, Jax just announced the other day, Jax's Studio City merch has been restocked, just for everyone that's curious and watching The Valley. We got to talk about The Valley for one minute before we go. I do talk about it on Patreon this weekend. I give a full recap about how we have a new breakout reality TV star, and her name is Kristen Doty. I'm being sarcastic. She's been there from the very beginning, but I talk all about The Valley on Patreon this weekend. So I don't think we're going to see it. Can Sarah and David be wrong? I don't know about you. I'm wrong all the time. The people still listen. What did you think of this?
You're right a lot of the time.
Thank you, darling.
I haven't watched The Valley, but it is getting a ton of buzz. I almost wonder if we should. People have certainly reached out and said, are you two going to cover it? I know you're covering it on your
Patreon. I had to find a place for it. I'm also doing New Jersey on Patreon this week. I got something to say. I'm buying Beverly. Go on. I do it all.
Caught up in Sister Wives coverage.
Listen, I'll save it for the Patreon. There's a lot of good news and there's a lot of bad news associated with The Valley. And we can't have that discussion here today, but there's good news and bad news. What did you think of Vanderpump? Anything? How do you think this ends? Because this Max thing is going on, and that Brock. Oh, and Sheena was like, I'm staying out of this. Oh, and I mean, you got the highlight of the whole episode, that Sheena has like 56 people on location.
Oh, that was good. That was really good. That was great. That was super creepy.
But I don't understand. You have to share your location with her to get on that list, right?
Well, she must be awfully good, I guess, at convincing people that they should share their locale, because she's got 50 something on. That was funny. I bet. Do you know anyone that does that? I don't know if the guy in my house.
I hate even more than that? I fucking hate it. And sometimes you'll look down and you're like, oh, it's on. I hate these red receipts. Now, I like when I could tell if someone else read it, but don't you think you're going to find out if I read your shit? Because I read it and then I don't respond. We all do that.
You can turn that off now on your Instagram, which is really lovely.
No. Oh, you could?
Yep.
Oh, darling. No, I was talking about on text.
Oh, well, now you can do it on IG messages.
Darling.
So when you all get done listening to this, just Google how to turn off read receipts on IG messages. Because you know how, same thing for Instagram,
I hate it.
A long time you can read, like if someone's read your message and they unfortunately can read. Because somebody that does listen to our podcast, tries to always threaten me and says, I know where you live. I heard it on Behind the Velvet Rope / Sarah Fraser Show.
Yeah, trying to start problems. Right. Yeah.
And I don't read it. So I know who this person is. So, but you now you can turn them off. Just Google how to do it. And now they cannot tell if you have read their message. They have no idea. They do not get, once you shut off the setting, you got to do a couple things. You got to go into settings. You got to go into, anyway, Google the steps.
I'm going to Google it.
No idea whether you've read it or not anymore.
I'm going to Google it. Two final things before we go. Go to the police on this person. Bring it in, claim harassment, get a protective order, and also file a harassment charge. That's what I would. We'll talk afterwards. I would go do that. And second of all, John Mayer has just come out. He's apparently denied any past threesome with Miss Shay. He's actually annoyed and wants nothing to do with Miss Shay. I'm sure Andy is so thrilled with this. I'm sure he is so thrilled with this, because Andy, let me tell you something, will be team John Mayer in the did you have a threesome with Miss Shay. Miss Shay will lose her job. There you go. I guess overall, a better episode than we expected, right? Oh,
so good. So good. And I love it so much. I'm now back on board. And we got we have a ton of tea to get to.
Our show tomorrow is going to be so good. Sarah, it's always a pleasure with you and with these wonderful humans. I really do enjoy my job. I'm not as bitter as Katie. I got something left in me, guys. I'll talk to you soon, Sarah.
Love you, gorgeous. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.